Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us. So, Star Beings, what are you here to talk to us about today? We're in the trajectory of new life creations, new life forms. And by that, we don't mean new species. We're talking about new forms for your life taking new forms, many, many lives taking new forms. There are great movements on the earth of dissolution. And they're showing me kind of trembling like earthquakes, which we have seen on the earth, many strong ones. Old ways dissolving, new ways attempting to form. All of this, you don't need to worry about. Let those of us in the higher realms worry about, or not worry about, but observe, see where the light is needed, and send it to the places and the beings who need it on the earth. And not worry about the great social movements that are occurring in different countries, the great natural disasters. If they don't directly affect you and there's nothing you can do directly, don't take it on. It's not your responsibility. You do not manage the earth from your human mind. You do not manage your society. Do what you can in your life. If you have something to contribute, whether it's money or time, and there's something directly affecting others that you can do that to contribute to the public good, that's fine. But remember, your only responsibility is to become the conscious expression of the source as you. So do not be distracted. If you allow yourself to devote yourself to physical action, to group action, if you're following your mental mind, and the mental mind, your human mind is saying, oh, we could do this, I need to do that, that is not your source speaking. That is not your source self. You may think you are doing good in the world, but it's good as defined by your human consciousness. And sometimes, yes, it is good, but not at the expense of being and becoming and building. When you build your own life, you have much more power. You have total control. You have total power. And if you will teach your mind, train your mind to be still and listen and receive the guidance and inspiration from your heart, you will hear things that will amaze you, possibilities you hadn't thought of. Okay, so we shouldn't get caught up in worrying about the world and contributing on that kind of human intellectual level, but we should, or even physical level, but we should focus on what we're creating, who we are, who we can be. What is my news story? Okay, there's a question I have had for weeks in my mind, and it's never been the right time to ask it. There have been other things that the star beings wanted to talk about. So my question is, what is my new story? And I want to ask you about stories, because very often we hear that, you know, we tell ourselves stories. We tell ourselves stories about life events, and the story itself that causes us to carry suffering and repeat and repeat and repeat the trauma. And yet we also hear that it's important to tell your story. And what is the truth? Is there a positive role for stories on this earth in our lives? That's a Those are several distinct questions, and we need to answer one at a time. Okay, start with whichever you like. Let's start with stories of the past. Things that have happened to you. Often we have asked you to release your stories. We talked about forgiveness and the role it plays in clearing your energy field for new creation. And what happens is, when you forgive, when you can allow yourself to let go of carrying the emotional reactions to past events that have been painful for you, that clears your field. It takes a huge weight off you. But if you continue to tell yourself the story of how you were abused or wronged or hurt, even though that's a true story, that really happened to you and it was not your fault, when you tell the story to yourself, you're continuing to create those feelings, those reactions, which can include trauma. Then it's up to you to stop telling yourself that story. Let go of it. It's past. Let go of the past. That's when stories can be harmful. When you keep repeating an old story that creates energy reactions that you don't want to carry forward. Going forward, you do not want to carry those. You know why? Because whatever frequencies you're carrying in your mental, physical, energetic field, emotional field, will draw to you, will attract to you matching frequencies. And you will find another way to experience grief or trauma or whatever, betrayal, let's say. Whatever that experience was, those emotional reactions to it can create new experiences of a similar kind in your life. And that's exactly what you don't want to do. Exactly. Do you know what is exciting about the fifth dimension? Tell us, what is exciting about the fifth dimension? What is this fifth dimension? You might want to clarify that first and then tell us what's exciting about it. Fifth dimension is a higher range of energy frequencies that the human being complex can now access if it chooses. Those who are still attuned to third dimensional frequencies or even second dimensional frequencies, lower frequencies, of rage and violence and fear, terror. Those are some of the lower dimensional emotional experiences. People attuned to that low, low, low frequency can't access the fifth dimensional frequencies or the higher dimensional frequencies. The higher the frequencies you access and incorporate into your energy field, the more you attune to higher frequencies, the more higher frequencies are available to you. In other words, as you become attuned to the fourth and the fifth dimension, and the fourth dimension is a kind of transitional dimension that people access when they meditate, for instance, even in a third dimensional energy state. And the world has been in a third dimensional energy state for eons. And now, through the efforts of a great many beings and the consciousness of the planet herself, and the source and all these beings helping humanity raise their frequencies, there is sufficient access, sufficient holding in humanity of higher frequencies that humanity as a whole has the opportunity to connect into fifth dimensional frequencies. And those who are already connecting into fifth dimensional frequencies are also connecting beyond into the seventh, into the ninth, into all the bridging frequencies between the dimensions that we speak of. So the great thing about the fifth dimension is what? As the planet and humanity attune to those frequencies of love and harmony and unity, for instance, joy, peace and tranquility, not by denying their fears or their hurts, but simply by being able to release them and create the emotional atmosphere they want to live in. You create the emotional atmosphere you want to live in. That is your job. And as you do that, then the atmosphere of the society as a whole and the planet takes on new characteristics. And because you're attuning to the fifth dimension, you can use that attunement. You can use those energy frequencies to draw into your life experience much more quickly and with much more ease and grace the outer effects that you choose, that you desire, whether that be beauty, joy, more abundant money, loving friends, loving partner, loving relationships with all, a home, a stable place to live, security. For many seekers, security is a big issue. We want you to feel secure. The security that comes from within can now be reflected in your outer lives. For a very long time, you had to simply take your security, much easier to draw into your life, whatever it is that makes you feel secure, that supports you. Support, there's another one. So that's what's exciting about the fifth dimension, that you have possibilities you didn't have before. So we started out talking about stories, life stories, yes, because now you can create a new life story, and you wanted to know what your new life story is, and if you should have one. That's right. That is exactly what I was asking. Now what? What is my new story? Because I've let go of so many old things, and I've moved to a new place, and I've moved to another new place, and another. I've moved, and I have cleansed, and I have purified, and all these things. And I'm beginning new initiatives, and I want to know, what is my new story? Do I need a story going forward? Do I tell myself something? This is what we're teaching you now. Beginning now, and in the days and months ahead, in the courses you're going to teach, in the classes you're going to teach, the fundamental subject is how to release. It's not just how to, it's the practice of releasing and the old story and creating the one you want. Because it requires that you change the frequencies you carry in your energy field, and a story is fundamental to doing that. What is a story made of? It's made of your beliefs, your thought forms, many of them unconscious, many that you have absorbed, that you learned from your parents, or you've absorbed and learned from society, or from previous lifetimes for eons on the earth, millennia. So you're going to help us with all that? Every time we attune your field, we're helping you with that. But what we're saying is, you do need a story. This earth creation by humanity on this earth, is accomplished through stories. It's based on stories. They're fundamental to the way human beings create. And let's just use, for example, as an example, let's use the story, I am successful. I am a success. I am a successful human being. I am a successful being. If that doesn't truly resonate with you at a deep level, it means that that's not the story you're carrying, and you want to carry that story. Those stories, such as, I am secure, I am safe, I have all I need, I have more than I need, I live in a constant flow of abundance. Some people call these affirmations, and so they are. And they work and work to incorporate them into their subconscious. But many times that's not enough, because the subconscious is already holding the counterbalancing beliefs. And you're just trying to paint over. It's like painting a wall that's been painted many, many, many times with other colors. You can paint over it, but that doesn't remove the old. The best thing to do is scrape it all off and start again. So that's what we're going to be doing, is scraping it off. Dissolving is a better word. We will be helping you to dissolve, as we are right now, sending you the frequencies to dissolve old beliefs, old thoughts, and create your new story, because your story is created out of thoughts. It's created out of beliefs, and you want to carry the story, create your story based on the true thoughts, the true beliefs that come through from your higher consciousness, your being self. You don't need anyone else to create a story for you. You don't need us to create your story. We're just assisting you in understanding why it's important to dissolve the old frequencies and helping you to acquire the new frequencies that you choose, that you want for your life story. But you will have much more successful results, much easier results, and much more fun creating your new life if you do it in alignment and attunement with your higher self, which is to say, in attunement with the source, because you are the source in individuated form. That means you are of the source. You are created of the same energy as the source. Does not mean you are all of the source. It's not saying that you are God with a capital G. It's saying that you are created of the same energy. And in the same way, at your level, at the human level, you are a creator. At your higher consciousness level, you are a creator. In this way, we are all children of the source because we all are formed of the same source energy. And we all have access to the consciousness of the source, which is embedded in the energy of source. So what we want to do is connect into our source self, open that channel, expand it, and receive what? Guidance, inspiration, new ideas. Okay, how do we create something? Like I've heard sometimes from my higher self that I have possibilities beyond what I can imagine. Then how can I create them if I have to create the story? Don't go to the story, but to the results. The story consists of the results you wanted to have. Okay? So you focus on the qualities you want your life to have. Abundance, ease, grace, truth, love, light, joy, peace, tranquility, stability, security, whatever those, excitement, adventure, what fun, whatever those qualities are that are important to you, beauty, creativity, joy and creativity, community, feeling connected to other human beings and connected to all the beings of love and light in the higher realms and through your source self directly into the source. So if you create a story that includes those qualities, that says, I am those qualities, and you can attune your energy field to actually believe that, to feel it, to carry the frequencies of I am happy, secure, loved, loving. I am the existence of a partner for me because that's what I've chosen in my life. I am the existence of a home that I can live in as long as I choose, because that's what I choose for my life. I am the existence of all I choose to be, of wealth, of health, of everything I choose to create for my life. I am here to express all of me, my fullest self, and I am successful. I am a successful expression of my whole self. When you say that, you're making a commitment. You're making a commitment to your own success. You're making a commitment to the source, and therefore you cannot help but receive. Okay, thank you, higher beings of love and light, star beings, thank you for explaining to us why our stories are important and why it's important to carry the ones we want and not the ones we've had before, not the ones we don't want to create with, but the ones we do want to use as. They're like a template, an energetic template for our creation, and we need to create the template and choose the template that's going to create the physical reality that we want, the experiences in human material form. Okay, thanks everybody for listening. And I hope you'll join the star beings and me to participate in the live channelings that are going to take place when these courses are ready. I know I've been saying we're getting them ready. Well, working on the landing page. So if you sign up right now for my email list on SusanRensberger.com or on VoicesFromTheStars.com, you'll get the information. And if you're not ready yet, just wait. I'll tell you when they're online. And the sign-up form is ready. Take care. Sending you lots of love and light. This is Susan Rensberger speaking to you from La Cumbre, Argentina. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the star beings, plus interviews with other communicators
and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you've received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.